wrapping up a series on food as medicine on a hopeful note, today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. I've been telling you all this week about efforts around the country to counter the unhealthy eating trend in this country. While there's concern, there's also hope. Craig Gunderson is an economics professor at Baylor University in Waco, Texas, who moderated a recent Farm Foundation forum on the subject of food as medicine.
In the past 100 years, there's just been incredible growth in the agricultural sector. This has both been, you know, across farms and ranches across the United States, but globally. There's an amazing increase in agricultural productivity. And this is due to things like, for example, the Green Revolution that Norman Borlaug started, but also more recent things like the introduction of GMOs.
While several speakers during the forum talked about the repercussions of poor diets in many developed countries, Gunderson says we should not overlook how diets have improved in many parts of the world.
And along with this incredible transformation in the productivity of agriculture is that we also have this incredible distribution system. We're able to get food all around the world, and this has just led to amazing things. And probably the most important thing that this led to is this really pretty dramatic decline in undernutrition and declines in food insecurity across the globe.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.